This is Bob Larson with your Market Line Report for Wednesday, July 18th. While a change in yield projections impacts the corn market Tuesday, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Terry Rogensack.
Today we wanted to talk about the corn market and the heat we saw in June and July. What would happen if it's not a record corn yield? First factor would be that the drop in the weekly conditions report opens the door for discussion on whether or not we have a normal type yield this year or a record type yield. So far, the market has priced in a record type yield. We did note a big drop in crop conditions this week, especially in Missouri and some of the other key trouble spots. We also saw southern Minnesota with too much rain as a factor.
Chicago September wheat prices closed yesterday up 9 1/4 at 498.5. September corn was up 4.5 at 346.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for July ended the day unchanged, ranging from 580 to 590. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for July were up 6 1/4, ranging from 610 and 3/4 to 620 and 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for July were up 5, ranging from 628 and 1/4 to 633 and 1/4. Live cattle for August were down 50 cents at 106.90. August feeder cattle were down $1.10 to 151.77.5. And July Class 3 milk was down 2 cents at 14.24.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.